You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the official cash rate dropped by 50 basis points down to just 1%. That's a drop twice what the market had expected it to be. Expectations were that it would be a drop of 0.25%. Adding to the surprise, a drop of 50 basis points is usually reserved for emergencies. The last time it happened was after the Christchurch earthquakes. But if all of this sounds like nonsense to you, then this is certainly the story to try and explain it all. I've spent a good 24 hours working on news stories about the official cash rate, but still feel a little bit out of my depth. I asked economist Shama Beliaka what it all means in layman's terms.
The OCR is the interest rate the Reserve Bank sets, and that kind of affects very short-term interest rates. And so that really affects kind of how banks deal with each other. And the theory is that it will slowly flow through to things like floating mortgage rates and things like savings rates on term deposits at a short term.
So since it's dropped yesterday, is that why we've seen banks slashing their home loan mortgage rates?
That's right. So after the Reserve Bank cut its OCR, we saw a reduction in floating mortgage rates and some deposits rates also fell. But it only affects certain types of interest rates. So, for example, we saw a big reduction in floating mortgage rates, but fixed mortgage rates, so if you're borrowing for, say, 2 years, that didn't move so much because the Reserve Bank is essentially changing the cost of overnight money, not the cost of long-term money. So what we tend to find is in New Zealand, about 80% of mortgages, 80% of borrowing is done long-term in fixed terms. So even though the Reserve Bank is lowering the cost of floating mortgage rates, the impact on borrowers is going to be very small.
Right, so we shouldn't all be racing out to try and buy a house today then?
Well, the reason why it's not going to make a big difference is floating mortgage rates are actually quite expensive. So you're still spending over 5% for floating mortgage rates, whereas most fixed mortgages are less than 4% already. So it's not the interest rate that's been stopping people from borrowing. Rather, it's a lack of confidence and the cost of housing, which is very unaffordable.
So why should we care then that the OCR has dropped so significantly? Because obviously it's twice the drop that the markets have predicted. So, you know, why should the average person care?
Well, I think there are a couple of things. First, it's a signal that the Reserve Bank wants to promote economic growth. And this is quite a contrast to what we had seen by the central bank in the past, where it has always been quite slow to move. So it always took a very careful approach to make sure things were really bad before it cut. But now what we're seeing is a central bank that is more willing to try and keep good things going, because the New Zealand economy is in a relatively good place. And also it speaks to the global risks that are out there. The reason why the Reserve Bank cut interest rates was less about the domestic economy and more about the risks from the global economy, because we have the U.S.-China trade war, we've got dislocations in financial markets. There's just a lot of fear out there that what's happening in global markets will affect us, and in particular our exporters. So when the Reserve Bank cuts interest rates, the other channel that it has an impact on is it brings the New Zealand dollar down, and that means our imports are more expensive, but our exports are more competitive. So it's good news for our rural economy, and good news for exporters.
And is this where I keep hearing that phrase "stimulating the economy" coming into it? Is it sort of just about, you know, basically should we be buying things?
Yeah, look, the link between monetary policy and stimulus for the economy is modest at these very low interest rates. And the reason is when you lower interest rates, it should free up, money for people who already have debt because their cost of borrowing goes down. And it could encourage people to borrow. But quite often at these kinds of interest rates, the impact tends to be quite small. The bigger stimulus that we're likely to see is from essentially exporters earning a bit more money because the New Zealand dollar has come up. And there is another type of stimulus that's quite important. So there are two big tools that we can use to manage the economy. One is monetary policy, and the other one is fiscal policy, which is what the government spends. And quite a lot of the governments and countries around the world are pretty much at the place where monetary policy has run out of effectiveness, and we're going to have to use government policy to boost the economy. And that means increasing spending on things like infrastructure, but also really planning to give a lot more money to low-income households so that they will go out and spend money.
In terms of the actual decision-making process by the Reserve Bank to drop the official cash rate, how much of it comes down to the governor himself, Adrian Orr?
Well, it's done by committee now, so it is very much a group decision, and it's quite transparent, so they provide quite a lot of detail around what the discussions were and the consensus that was reached. And I think this is a good way of doing things. In the past, there was quite a lot of pressure on one person to make a very important decision, whereas we know that with committees, you have the ability to judge the situation in a consensus, you have the ability to kind of really think about the big issues, and also make a group decision that is quite often better. And I think this was the right decision to cut interest rates aggressively, because everybody around the world is cutting interest rates, and we need to get ahead of it to make sure our exporters in particular are protected from this competitive race to the bottom.
If the decision had been made a week or two ago before the trade war between China and the US really flared up again, do you think we would have seen that drop of 50 basis points as opposed to 25?
No, I don't think so. I think a week earlier, before the trade war between China and US escalated, the case was very strong for a 25 basis point cut. But once we saw the extent of the, I guess, tensions between the US and China, it makes sense to move aggressively, because it does not look like there will be any resolution in the near term.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.